Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，欢迎收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad, 德瑜。
What is a good friend for life like?
一生的好朋友像什么样子呢？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 in the Bible.
今天的经文在箴言27章17节。
As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17.
箴言27章17节，铁磨铁，磨出刃来，朋友相感也是如此。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们了解一下这一节经文的意思吧。
As iron...Iron, I-R-O-N, iron.
As iron, 就是铁、铁器的铁。I-R-O-N, iron. As 就是就如什么什么，正如什么什么，正如铁怎么样呢？
As iron sharpens iron, sharpens, S-H-A-R-P-E-N-S.Sharpens.
As iron sharpens iron, 正如铁使另外一个铁磨一磨就会变得锐利的意思。哈 As iron sharpens, sharpens 就是使对方锐利或是把它磨利的一点。哈 Sharpens, S-H-A-R-P-E-N-S, sharpens. As iron sharpens iron,铁磨铁会磨出锐利的刃来，然后呢？
So one man sharpens another. Another, A-N-O-T-H-E-R, another.
So, 就是所以呢，正如什么，正如铁磨铁会磨出刃来，所以 one man, 一个人 sharpens, sharpens 又再次出现了，就是使对方更锐利一点、sharpens another another 就另一个人 another A-N-O-T-H-E-R 所以字面的意思就是一个人可以使另外一个人、更好或更锐利的意思更厉害的意思所以中文圣经把这后半段翻译成朋友相感相感就是互相的感化激励也是如此。
Now let's read the scripture together.
我们现在跟着 Catherine 老师来读今天的英文经文。
As iron sharpens iron. So one man sharpens another. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17.
箴言27章17节铁磨铁磨出刃来朋友相感也是如此
Now let's have some sharing time.
现在我们进入分享的时间。
What is a good friend for life like?
有人说一生的好朋友，那一生的好朋友像什么样子呢？
People always change as time goes on.
时间不断在前进，人们总是会改变。
But the signs of a good friend are friends that are willing to pray for you.
但是呢，一个好朋友的象征或者是特质是什么呢？就是那些会为你祷告的人。
They believe in you.
相信你
and go through thick and thin with you.
无论环境好坏都愿意来陪伴你
Good friends bring us joy.
好朋友会带给我们快乐
are not afraid to be honest to benefit us.
为了我们的好处他们会诚实以告
despite pointing out our errors.
比如说指出我们的错误
And they encourage us to be better.
也会鼓励我们成为更好的人。
Good and loyal friends are hard to find.
好朋友而且又忠诚的朋友真的不容易找。
So you need to cherish good friendships.
所以你应该要好好的珍惜好的友谊。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
最后我们再听一次这一节的经文。
As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17.
箴言二十七章十七节，铁磨铁，磨出刃来，朋友相感也是如此。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再聊。